I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Wow. Crazy neighbors. You ever have a crazy neighbor? This story might be one for you then. A Massachusetts woman was arrested after she intentionally set her neighbor's house on fire. The victim said he'd been arguing with the neighbor over a stone wall his father built decades ago. So a long time ago, this guy's dad built the wall. He said the woman, who was mad because about a half an inch of that stone was on their property.
You know, people that get upset about stuff like that are so annoying.
Especially if it's in the past. It's like, okay, it is what it is. Now, if it's like 20 feet on your property,
that's different.
We got a problem.
But a half inch? Are you out there with a ruler? Because how in the world would you know?
You have to get like a surveyor to do it. And that's apparently what they did.
Much drama.
Well, this woman was mad about that half inch. Trust me, my wife's mad about the half inch too. And so she started taking the wall down. Look at that.
Wow.
She's like, you can't build a wall here.
She's ballsy.
This ain't Mexico. So the victim said after he filed a restraining order against the crazy woman, that's when she set the house on fire. The woman set not one, not two, but three fires on his property overall, but it isn't known how much damage was caused. Maybe she wasn't good at the fire starting. The woman is being charged with arson and breaking and entering. So, God, if you got a crazy-ass neighbor, there's that one. I had neighbors when we were renting a place, me and my buddy Brandon. And
was it that bad?
It wasn't that bad, but they used to get mad, and they weren't full because I'd be cool if they were full, but she used to throw, like, she'd get drunk on her porch, and she'd get pissed that we would park in this little access driveway, which our landlord told us we could park in there because cars could go around, but it was right next to our entrance, like on the side of a house. It was a house split up into four apartments,
mm-hmm.
and their house was right next to it, this little, like, I don't know, like, she just sat on her porch, drank alcohol in this rundown, like, looking house. But whenever we did it, she'd be like, you can't park here!
Because she has nothing else better to do if all she does is sit on her porch and drink.
She just, chuck a nice old natty light at us. I'm like, can you chuck a full one sometime? Dang. So, bad neighbors right there. Here's an indie story. Makes you proud. Two women were caught on video fighting at Chuck E. Cheese right here in Indy. The woman apparently got into it. They were throwing punches and they pulled each other's hair as several children looked on, frightened. No news if any weaves were left behind. That's when you know you're in a good fight. If there's some hair left behind at the scene,
yeah,
you know totally. You got down and dirty right there. Trust me, I hate when my weave comes out. Witnesses said the woman exchanged some words before fighting, but it wasn't known what they were even arguing about. Both women left the restaurant before police arrived, so nobody's been arrested at this time. How terrible of a person and a mom do you have to be to get in a physical altercation, like fight, with your kids present? Like, at
that's
Chuck E.
Terrible.
Cheese. Like, you can't,
come
like,
on, Indy.
You can't go to the Walmart parking lot or something. You got to do it right there at Chuck E. Cheese.
That is so embarrassing.
Alex, do you ever go to Nashville?
I haven't spent as much time there as I would like to, but I've been there a handful of times.
I saw this and I thought of you. I also thought maybe Liv the Web Girl. I don't know if she goes to Nashville, but please, both of you, don't do this. Don't ever embarrass the show. A woman in Nashville pooped in the back of a cop car. Police were called after the woman was drunk and trespassing at a business she was banned from, which, what business would you be banned from that happens? I don't even understand. Like, I was banned from Taco Bell. I remember that in high school. That was a really rough 3 months for me. I made it through.
That was a hard time.
Were you really?
Yeah, I thought I told that story before. There was a high school like football game afterwards.
Oh, yeah,
we had like a fight with our rival school. Like, they all pulled into the gathering place, the Taco Bell, and it was like, okay, you guys want some beef? So I threw a bean burrito at some guy's face.
Oh, yeah. You didn't give him beef. You gave him beans.
I did.
You want some beans?
You want some beans? You want some red sauce?
Don't bean with me.
So, yeah, she was banned from the place, but security tried to get her to leave. She attacked several employees after the cops put her in the back seat. She was somehow able to remove her pants and pooped.
Nice.
Right there on the spot. She faces several charges, including vandalism, assault, and public intoxication. So, Liv, the
Web
Girl. Who
says people can't multitask?
Hey. No, I'm just asking. I see your Instagram, and I think there's a different Liv when I see your tongue sticking out. Maybe I'm wrong, but I see your Instagram stories. I don't know if that's drunk Liv or just happy Liv.
No, it's just I feel awkward taking a selfie, but I think that the lighting's good, and I look kind of cute.
So that's why you stick your tongue out, though?
Yes.
All right, whatever you do, please don't get too crazy over the holidays and do that. And your final Dummy of the Day story today, two people were recently arrested after they tried to trade marijuana for a vehicle being sold on Craigslist. Here's the thing, though. The person selling the vehicle was a sheriff. This happened in Colorado. A man contacted Sheriff Jason Mikesell after the sheriff advertised the personal vehicle for sale on Craigslist. Instead of paying money, the man offered, 4 pounds of homegrown black market marijuana.
Oh, boy.
In exchange for the vehicle. I don't know if that's like a fair trade or what, but that's what they were offering. Unaware that they were talking to the sheriff, he even sent photos of the pot over text messages like,
"Oh no,
here's what you'll be buying."
Nope, don't do that.
Yeah, after getting the offer, the sheriff got the department involved. Detectives went undercover to meet with the man and a woman, and the two attempted to trade the drugs for the vehicle. Authorities arrested both of them and seized the marijuana from their vehicle. People are dumb. How dumb are people?
That is honestly so stupid. Like, you cannot leave a trail.
Now, if you're going to sell your car to somebody, like you put your vehicle up on Craigslist, how many chicken nuggets would it take?
I don't know, like 15,000?
Wow.
15,000 nuggets? I feel like that's fair.
Would you want that as an installment plan or all at once and just have to keep them warm?
No, definitely in an installment plan.
All right, cool. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check them out at RadioNowIndy.com. Just go click on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Viewers of The Voice carried Addison Agin to second place Tuesday night, giving the Fort Wayne singer runner-up status to new champion Chloe Kohansky.
The moment we've all been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The winner of The Voice is Chloe Kohansky.
Addison Agin, a 16-year-old student at Concordia Lutheran High School, was attempting to become the second Indiana resident to win the televised talent search in the show's 13 seasons. Indianapolis singer Josh Kaufman won The Voice in May 2014. And
those castles were loaded
sad
with traps.
News.
Oh, silly.
Heather North, who was the voice of Daphne Blake in the classic Scooby-Doo cartoons, passed away last month at 71. But the announcement only came this week. North died at her home in California after a long illness. Her run voicing the famous cartoon was from 1970 and through 2003.
I never was a huge Scooby-Doo fan.
But I was.
But I love the theme song.
Me too. It was a massive cartoon in my house growing up. My dad loved it when he was little, and my brother and I loved it when we were little. And the original, not like the new weird stuff.
I was going to say, do they still do Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, but I think there's, I don't know if anyone's airing these, like, original episodes, but I grew up watching the original episodes on, like, reruns.
And by the way, like, this clip right here with Daphne.
These old castles were loaded with traps. Oh, Velma, don't be silly. That only happens in movies. Daphne! Daphne!
What happened?
Daphne fell through a trap door.
I wish I could fall through a trap door. I wonder what that's like.
Can I just tell you something funny? When I was 6 years old, I emailed Cartoon Network and I told them, my name is Alexandra Clark, I'm six, and I would really love an episode where Fred and Daphne get married.
I wish we had that email to actually see.
It was amazing.
Did they write back?
No one ever wrote back. And I'm still upset about it. Bill Clinton was once caught trying to sneak out of the White House, apparently to visit a mistress.
Yeah, get it, Playboy.
By hiding under a raincoat in the back of his personal lawyer's car. The former president was stopped by a Secret Service officer at the gate who inspected lawyer Bruce Lindsay's vehicle and was shocked to see Clinton inside. The incident was recounted by former Secret Service officer Gary Byrne in his new book. Byrne says that Clinton would routinely sneak out to visit his well-known and less well-known mistresses in Washington, D.C. Such trips were known as off-the-record or OTR, a privilege normally reserved for somber occasions, such as visits to families of dead servicemen. But Clinton supposedly began to use them for his secret missions, which left the Secret Service outraged. Selena Gomez's mother recently visited the hospital, but it wasn't only because of her daughter's rekindled relationship with Justin Bieber. So a source close to the family told People magazine that Mandy Teefy was voluntarily checked out by medical personnel last week, denying a TMZ report that she was admitted due to an argument about Gomez's boyfriend. The source says it's been a stressful time for Mandy, and she made the decision herself to go to the hospital and make sure everything was okay. This wasn't just about Justin. Which I think is interesting because they're obviously not saying it wasn't about Justin. They're saying it wasn't just about him. So it was partly because Selena's dating Bieber. They said it's true. Her family doesn't approve of Justin, but this wasn't just over a fight about him. So very interesting. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek referred to a contestant's former career as hard for a woman, and some people online are calling the comment sexist.
Lisa Beth Davis, retired Army Master Sergeant. Yes, that must be really tough for a woman, because a master sergeant is giving orders most of the time. How was it for you?
How is that sexist?
I don't think it's sexist. I think it's a valid question.
He didn't say it must be hard for a woman to do well in the military or any of that. He said to give orders, which, oh my God, I don't know a single man.
To a bunch of guys.
I don't know a single guy out there, myself included, and it just naturally that like would like like to be bossed around by a woman, like in the military? And I'm not trying to like knock the military, but I think that's a valid question.
I do too.
Like, you tell me how many women are in power. Like, it's more men. It should be more women.
A woman accidentally texted Sarah Michelle Gellar her engagement news while trying to share the exciting news with her sister. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star took to Facebook recently to share a photo of a woman who sent her a photo of herself grinning and showing off her engagement ring. Gellar wrote, "This is Charlene Willis. She got engaged yesterday and meant to text her sister, but in all the excitement got me instead." Gellar added, "Her sister didn't respond, but I did. So please help me say congrats to Charlene and her fiance, whose name I don't know. Hashtag congratulations." The woman responded to the actress saying, "Thank you so much for this. You've truly made my engagement experience even more of a life changer." I thought that was a cool story. Mindy Kaling has given birth to her first child, a baby girl named Catherine Kaling, born on December 15th. She's not revealed the identity of her baby's father, and she is not currently publicly linked to anyone romantically. But speaking of Mindy, NBC is getting ready to put pen to paper on a revival of The Office. Sources confirm that the network is eyeing a continuation of the beloved workplace comedy for the 2018-2019 season.
Spoiler alerts. Are there spoilers? Please don't spoil because I have only one season left.
No, there's no spoilers.
Continue.
The revival would once again be set at Dunder Mifflin Scranton, Pennsylvania branch and feature a mix of new and old cast members. Steve Carell, who starred as the branch's regional manager, Michael Scott, for 7 of the comedy's 9 seasons, will not be involved in the new series. The search for a new RM and boss is said to be already underway. NBC declined to comment on or confirm any details of the story.
Wait. I said no spoilers, so you're telling me that Michael Scott...
Everyone knows that at the end. That's like everyone knew. That was huge news when it was happening.
I didn't know that.
Ugh, you don't know how it happens. You don't know if he dies.
He dies?
I didn't say.
Why
I
would
said
they,
you don't know it.
Why would they kill him?
I told you don't know what happened.
This is the worst news I've ever heard.
I said you don't know.
I am done.
I didn't say he does die. I just said you don't know what happens. That is the garbage.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, and this has got a story that's got a local tie to it. Kind of interesting. Not been unheard of before. Alex, tell us about Kat Sadler. What's going on with her?
Kat Sadler, born and raised in Indiana, went to IU. She is a fellow Hoosier. She's also, for the last almost 12 years, been working as an e-news host. So if you don't know her from being from Indiana, you know her from that. And she up and left her job at E! Yesterday because she found out that she's making half of what her equal co-host Jason Kennedy is making. Jason Kennedy, if you don't know who he is, he's married to model Lauren Scruggs, who lost her arm and an eye in a plane propeller accident. But it was just really interesting. So some of the quotes that she told People Magazine, she said, "Up until this point, it really has been my dream job, literally a dream job. I'm from Indiana, born and raised. I had my sights set on E! And I've seen the world. I've had the best experiences. I've gotten incredibly close with all my coworkers. It's like a family here, and it's been beautiful for the majority of my run. I pinch myself every day. It's been surreal. But then this year happened. So she found out, she was informed and made aware that her male equivalent, a.k.a. Jason Kennedy, at the network, who she started with the same year and have come up with doing essentially similar jobs, she said, if not the same job, was making double my salary and has been for several years. She said that was really hard to swallow. But, you know, information is supposed to be power. And when my team began negotiations, knowing what we knew, that was the barometer in which I expected to be paid based on the law and based on what I know to be fair. And what I believe in my heart of hearts is reasonable," she said, about being compensated the same as her co-host and friend Jason Kennedy. And she went on to say that Jason is not the villain. She doesn't want people to villainize him. He had no say in this. In fact, he was totally disgusted when he found out how little she was being paid compared to him to do essentially the same job. And he's been fighting for her ever since and was totally devastated and put out a statement to see her go. And this might be controversial. I think she's making a mistake quitting. Now, I agree. I think everything that she is standing for and what she's saying is powerful. I think what she's standing for is really powerful. And I agree that it is absolute dog you know what, the pay that she was getting compared to Jason. But I do think she might regret it only because, let's put it this way, when you think of pop culture, news, and entertainment in television,
you're
it
at
is
the biggest place.
You're
it's
at
E!
The biggest place. That is the most money you're probably going to get. There's no way what she's making, even if it is half of what Jason Kennedy is making with E!, there's no way even if she goes to VH1 or MTV, even I would say Access Hollywood, they're not going to pay her probably close to even what she's making there. And whoever the next person is that E brings in to replace her, they're going to pay her even less than what they're paying Kat.
Did you see what E said, though? They released a statement. They said that E compensates employees fairly and appropriately based on their roles, regardless of gender. We appreciate her many contributions at E News, and we wish her all the best. So they're saying, like, look, it's got nothing to do with that. So I don't know if they don't think she was as good as the counterpart or what, because you're saying they were there the same amount of time.
Yeah, same amount of experience, same amount of time. According to Kat,
yeah,
they did the same exact job. Now, so we can argue this. So let's pull back the curtain a little bit, not necessarily talk about Jason and Kat, but let's talk about you and I, because it is equally the Joe and Alex show, but you are a little bit above me, not in that you're my boss type of a way, but in radio, the positions in a morning radio show are like called like first, second, and third and fourth chair. So essentially, Joe is first chair. I am second.
I got to run this whole thing. I have to push all the buttons.
Yes, and that is because
chair. It looks like an expensive chair.
Yeah, and Joe gets a nicer chair.
Compared to the crappy ass
ones. So basically, what differentiates Joe's job to my job is Joe has a lot more stress as far as like dealing with audio
and pushing buttons
and all that, making sure that, you know, we're running smoothly, we're on time and all this stuff. And producer MYK helps with that too. But then producer MYK would be third chair, and then Liv the Web Girl would be fourth chair. And so it kind of goes in like a hierarchy like that in a radio morning show. And I do think it's fair, even though Joe is first chair, and I think that when you're in a position, because you have the stress of like doing all the buttons and all the stuff, because all I have to do is sit here and talk and look pretty, and I say that as I have unwashed hair and sweatpants on and no makeup and a giant zit on my cheek, by the way. But
zoom in, live the web, get tight.
But I think it's fair for Joe to make a little bit more than me. I think, like, as far as what we contribute to the show, I think that we contribute the same. As far as, I think I'm an equal personality to Joe. I will say that on not every single top 40 or pop music morning show and radio, that the female contributes as much as the guy. And I think you see a lot of that in it's just the guy's name in the show of what the show is called. And they make significantly more than their co-host. But the girls almost sometimes, they do contribute and they share some personal stories once in a while, but sometimes they're almost like a laugh track. It's like the guy kind of is the star of the show and she is just kind of like there.
I think nowadays, you know, though, hopefully that's changing.
I hope so too.
Women are way more involved. One thing that's interesting to me, and I'd like to know your guys' take real quick on it, double is a lot. That's not like, oh, hey, like that person made $100,000 and the other person made $120,000.
It's
like, okay, they negotiated something for whatever reason.
I figured like Jason Kennedy's making probably like $6 million, or let's, for example, I have no idea, but let's say he's making $6 million and Kat was making $3 million. She's still got an amazing salary.
Still, yeah, but I mean, then renegotiate that again or something. But I mean, I would be pissed though. Like either way,
I would be furious if I was her.
Now, here's my thing that I find interesting. Like even here in Indy, I won't say the show, but there's a show where the male host of the show makes 12 and a half times more than his female counterpart, which blows my mind.
When we found out about this,
I couldn't believe
it.
We could
not believe it. Not only was I extremely offended for her.
Not double, 12 and a half.
Because here's the thing.
12 and a half.
If Joe was making, let's say Joe.
Let's not talk about my salary.
No. I'm just saying that if Joe, okay, so supposedly the rumor has it, and I love this. I just love being real with our listeners.
Allegedly.
No one else is going to talk about this on morning radio in Indianapolis. I'm going to tell you this right now, especially that show. But supposedly the rumor is that he's making almost $1 million a year. This chick, his co-host.
I don't like throwing numbers out.
Well, I'm just saying, supposedly, allegedly, this is the rumor. That's what I'm saying. Supposedly it's a rumor. She makes under $60,000 a year. If I were her, now that is grounds to quit. Because he has the power to say, maybe she's not doing as much work as he is, and I think it is fair for him to make significantly more, but that much significantly more, I think that's kind of a slap in the face. I think that she has grounds to be like, F this, I deserve way more than what I'm getting paid, especially if in the budget you have enough for this. Like, I would expect Joe to fight for me a little bit. If he was making that much more than me, I would expect him to be like, look, I can afford to give her $100,000
at least.
I'll
totally fight for you. What are you making right now? here's my thing, though, too. Even that, and I've worked in other places, though, too. Maybe, I mean, that 12 and a half times the number, which is out there, is crazy. But I've worked in other markets where the guy made like double or three quarters more.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, the guy made a bunch of money, and he wouldn't stick up for anybody, even or the part time guy.
Terrible.
It's like, how can you not fight for that person?
Absolutely,
like, if they're part of your show or part of your thing. But
and it sounds like from Kat that Jason was fighting for her, but like, there's only so much they can do. Obviously, E standing by their statement, like, we paid her what we think she deserved to be paid. It has nothing to do with gender, so who knows? But
it's an interesting thing, and hopefully, we'll get more details. We wish her obviously all the best right there, and hopefully, talented people can land on their feet and she can get a job that she wants and deserves. But I mean,
I think that
that's
as a
tough
woman,
decision to make.
I think we got to fight for what we definitely think we deserve in the situation, and I think that Kat kind of did that. I just am worried. I don't know what she's going to end up doing after this, but hopefully she does make more money than she was making at E, but who knows?
If you make more money than me, will you fight for me?
Yeah.
Okay, on three, let's say our salaries.
No.
1, 2, 3. It is the Joe and Alex Show. We're going to play a little catchphrase right now and hook you up with passes to the Joe and Alex Show present Ciroc the New Year. Carnival style. All right, let's get to it right now and get some teammates. Alex, let's go to line number one. We've got Dustin. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex today, Dustin?
I'll be on Team Joe.
All right, cool, man. Hang on the line, and we'll get to the next contestant that's going to play. Make sure you keep your radio down. Let's go to line number four. We got Selena. What's going on with your mom? Oh, wait, is that? Yeah, Selena. What's going on with your mom, Selena?
I'm pretty sure she's sleeping right now.
No, but why? Is she in the hospital or what? This isn't Selena Gomez, okay.
No.
Bitty Bitty Bum Bum, Selena.
Are my jokes just falling really hard today?
Yeah.
They're worse than usual?
Yes.
All right, let's just play a game then, because I am not feeling myself.
Liv, I'm not feeling myself either. Can you film the left side of my face? Because I genuinely do have a giant
pimple. You got the dot on your face.
I have been trying all week to fix it. Why do you have to make me look at you so you can see it?
It's
all under the skin. It's painful. It's cystic.
I can't film from the left, but I'll film really far away.
Okay.
No, get close. I want to see your thinking. And by the way, no cheating. Your pimple can't help you out on this one, okay? I don't want you cheating over there getting answers.
Put a soft lens on
there. It's going to whisper to me, Alex, here's the answer.
Put some Vaseline on the lens or something.
Hey, Alex.
All right, I didn't hear it. Liv the Web Girl, did you say that I'm going to go first or Alex is going to go first? Who's going first?
Joe.
All right, cool. Thank you. Waiting on that one. All right, it's going to be me and it's going to be Dustin. Are you ready, Dustin?
I'm ready.
All right, man. You can guess as much as you want. We got to get the word exactly. We can only skip one time. We begin our turn at catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, go. You do this. It's like when you jump in the air. A bunny does this.
Pop.
Yep. Okay. When you try to do this on April Fool's, you're pulling a...
joke.
No. Another thing. Like when you try...
prank.
Yep. Okay. Let's see here. Stay in school. Don't be a...
dropout.
No, it rhymes though. Stay in school, don't be a
fallout.
Oh, God, you're really okay. If you're dumb, you're an idiot, you're a
retard.
No, we're gonna skip that one. Okay.
Right.
Raccoons can give you this if they bite you.
Rabies.
Okay, hey, that's a stop. Like, what is that right there? It's something, it's a stop what? You see it?
Fine.
Yeah, okay. Something that gets inside your body, you can lose a bunch of weight, it's not good. Like from the it's in the ground. You measure with this. It's something you use to go fishing, but it's
worms.
Tapeworm was the word we're looking for. You
tapeworm.
also
was
had
that pity the fool.
Yeah, you could have done that one too. Fool. Stay. You know, don't be a fool. Stay in school. Anybody ever heard that one? Okay.
Yeah.
How many did we get there, producer MYK? That was tough.
Joe and Dustin got 4 points.
Plus, you dropped the R word. That was a solid one right there. So hang on the line there, Dustin.
Which one? Rabies?
I'm not going to say it because I'll get so much backlash for doing it. All right. It's going to be Team Alex right now and her partner, Selena. 4-5. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here you go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, and go.
Okay, this is Born to Be Blank.
I'm born to be what?
Blank, but like, what do you say? Born to be...
alive?
No. It also has to do with like the woods, the wilderness, like going outside.
Free?
Really? Skip. Okay, this is whenever... why do I keep singing? This is whenever you drop something on your shirt, it leaves a...
stain.
Yes. The World Wide Web, also known as the...
internet.
Yes. Hey, woman, go make me a blank.
Sandwich?
Yes. This is a blank measurer.
Tape measure?
Yes. A blank like this. Memorize this. It's a picture.
Precious.
moment. I was looking for moment. The first word was wild.
Sorry.
The first word was
wild. How did she miss wild?
Born to be wild.
She said born to be alive.
And then a moment like this. That's what I was doing.
So we had overtime here?
And then I was trying to do, I got a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that miniskirt. Come on, Selena.
All right, we're going into OT. This is time-based.
All right, okay. Be quiet in the background there. Selena, going to go back to Dustin. Dustin, let me make sure I got everybody locked in right there. I don't want to hang up on anybody. Okay, cool. All right, here we go. And are we in the top then? Team Joe top right here again?
Team Joe, same place you were last time.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, go.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Wrong one.
No, it's not time for Joe Wants to Know.
Sorry. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, and go. You change this in your car every 5,000 miles.
Oil.
Yep, okay. A spark what? Car related.
Spark plug.
Yep, okay. A big business is a...
franchise.
But, like... Oh my gosh. Like if you do this, it's a type of business that you have. It's huge. Like it's a giant. These places like
corporate or
yeah, you had yes, that's it. Okay. Snakes have this. If they bite you, they could kill you. It has one. Yep, okay. You might have this to protect your house. It's what?
Home security.
Just the second word.
Security.
Okay. There's salt and
pepper.
Okay, if a game goes into extra
overtime.
Yep, okay. Blank baby. A
toy.
A toy. Like stuffed toy, people that collected them. Blank baby. You can sit on a bag like this too.
Elf baby.
No. How many?
Beanie baby.
We're looking for beanie baby. All right. How many did we get in what time?
Joe and Dustin got 7 right in 36 seconds.
Hell yeah, Alex. Are you ready to go with Selena?
Yes.
All right, Alex and Selena in overtime. Let's see how this goes. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, go.
This is when you stick like celery and ranch.
Vegetable?
Chip blank.
Chip and dip.
Yeah, the last part. The opposite of circle.
Square.
And this is what you put under a grill to light it on fire.
Charcoal.
Yes. I have an idea, or I found the answer. You have a...
thought?
No. But if you found the answer, like, hey, I have a blank to solve this.
Problem?
No. I don't know how to explain this. Like, I don't know. I have the answer.
The solution?
Yes. Okay, whatever you, like, go take a blank in the wilderness. You got a backpack on? Yes. This is what sheep bring. Oh, wool.
5 points for Alex and Selena. Joe and Dustin, win!
Yeah!
Oh,
no matter what, got
money on my mind, I can never get it up. It's tricky.
And
every time I step up in the building,
everybody hands go up. And we're born to be one!
And they stay together.
Yeah, that's right. All right, congratulations to Dustin getting hooked up with Passes to Ciroc the New Year, hosted by us, the Joe and Alex Show. What we are going to do right now is have a little conversation. Check this out.
It's an adult conversation.
Definitely 18 plus. The Joe and Alex Show, we definitely like to help out. We got to do the Joe and Alex Show holiday wrap-up. That was cool for the community. We got to do some stuff last night at Ronald McDonald House. We get to read to kids sometimes. I think it's hard because people are like, wait a minute, do we trust them with charity? Yes, we can do good things. But we can also help you out because we appreciate you listening to the Joe and Alex Show and for giving us a voice and for being part of it. And Alex, we had a conversation yesterday, which a lot of the funny stuff happens after the show.
Absolutely.
And we're like, you know what? Why don't we take this to air and help our listeners out? Because we care that much. What did we discuss yesterday?
We talked about how we could get you laid.
Bow chicka wow wow.
During the holidays.
Put a little ho 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 in your holiday.
Holiday.
Get your stocking filled.
Yes.
Stuffed.
We're now, trying to stuff your stocking.
Now what we did is we came up with, I guess you could call it like a hookup code or a sex code?
It's a secret code that only fellow Joe and Alex Show listeners are going to know. So here's kind of the theory. You want me to break this down?
Yeah, and by the way, after we explain this theory, we want you to try this out. If you really have somebody that you like or interested in, yeah, make sure you do that Joe and Alex Show because we want to know, if it works or not for you, or if it doesn't. Alex, let's explain our little code theory here and how people can use it to try to hook up.
I put the code on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. You can see it and comment what your thoughts are on this if you think it'll work.
Okay.
And then, yeah, like Joe said, at Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram, DM us or tweet us your screenshots of you sending this code to people and see if it works. So, essentially, this is only going to work for people who also listen to the Joe and Alex Show. It's like a little club that only our listeners can be a part of.
Yeah.
So if there's somebody in your life that you're like, man or girl, I've always wanted to hook up with you, but you're like scared to get rejected, and so you've been scared to reach out and ask, this is a way to do it without the sting of rejection, of them being like, heck no, I don't want to make out with you or hook up with you. So here's how we do it.
Because it's hard to do that, by the way, too. Like, hey, want to hook up? This is super easy.
We kind of wanted to come up with like three totally random emojis that have nothing to do with each other to be a part of the secret code. And essentially what happens is, because they're so random and they don't make any sense, then you'll know that this code is only from someone that wants to hook up because they also listen to the Joe and Alex Show. So basically you text someone that you want to hook up with this code. And like, I don't know, we were trying to come up with like a random...
We didn't want it to be obvious. Like, we didn't want to do like the okay sign, a finger pointing.
And the eggplant. Nothing like that.
Then you know it's sexual.
Yeah, yeah. So you would never know this was sexual. So this way, this is how it helps you not get rejected, is because it doesn't seem obviously about sex, so that you can be like, oh, I don't know, didn't mean to say any of that. Whoops, butt dial or whatever. You can make up something.
Yeah, you can say like, oh man, like my kid got it. Somebody was just messing with my phones, accidentally it bumped.
So we were thinking like, okay, what's random? The paint palette. Like that thing that you hold on your hand that has the different swatches of color on it.
Like Bob Ross used to have with all the different colors. Okay, that sounds good. So that's the first thing, is the paint palette.
And then the full birthday cake, not the slice, the full birthday cake.
The whole thing.
The whole cake. And then the American flag.
God bless America.
So the paint palette, the birthday cake, and the American flag. If you send those three emojis to someone, that is you secretly saying, I want to hook up. Are you DTF?
Let's do that again. The paint palette, the whole birthday cake, and the American flag emoji.
Yes. And this is all on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. You can tell us if you think this will work. So what happens is you text it to somebody. If they are also a Joe and Alex Show listener and they're interested, they will respond with the same three emojis. So you will get a text back that only says, and by the way, when you send this, there's no explanation.
You don't say anything.
You don't say anything. You only send the three emojis, the paint palette, the birthday cake, and the American flag. If she or he is interested in hooking up also, and they also listen to the show so they know this code, they will respond with the paint palette, the birthday cake, and the American flag. Now, if they're not interested.
Oh, that could be awkward.
They can play it off like they're either A, not a Joe and Alex Show listener, or they genuinely aren't, or they missed today's show and they really don't know what you're talking about. And you will know that. So see, if they're not, either way, if they're not interested or they genuinely don't know what you're talking about, you're not going to get rejected of them being like, ew, gross, I would never. Because they'll respond like, I don't know what this means. Or like, huh? You know what I'm saying?
So try this out. Once again, it's the paint palette, the whole birthday cake, and the American flag emoji. You can see this Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook if you need a refresher. But try texting those three in order. And we want to see screenshots, like whether, hopefully it worked. I really think if other Joe and Alex Show listeners are out there, if there's any interest, you're going to get some this holiday season.
Yeah. But either way, if they're not interested in you or they have no idea what you're talking about, they're just going to respond like, I don't know what this means. And then you can be like, oops, I don't know either. Bye.
Okay, now let me ask you this. This is interesting. Sam Shoemake just tweeted at the Joe and Alex Show, the paint easel, the thing, the birthday cake, and the flag. Does that mean she wants to hook up with me or you?
Oh, snap. I don't know.
Let me click on Sam's
tweet. Both.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. All right, Sam, I'll reply to that in just one
That's
second.
That's hilarious.
Interesting. All right, cool. Yeah, let us know how it goes and send us those screenshots. Joe and Alex Show. Imagine this, and then let us know. 317-239-1009, so you can be on the Joe and Alex Show this morning. Your significant other that you're married to, maybe it's one day, maybe it's 50 years, they kick the bucket. They get hit by a car, they have a massive heart attack, whatever, they're dead. They're no longer with you. Do you spend the rest of your life, no matter how long that is, alone? You were committed to that one person and you're just always going to be that way. Or when death does you part, you say, hey, I'd like to tap that, and you go see somebody else. 317-239-1009. What would you do?
Why did you get the idea to talk about this?
I saw the story, and I forget the person's name, but it was all over the news. It's a local pastor.
Davey Blackburn.
Yeah, and I think his wife was killed a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pregnant, and just a sad, terrible story. But he has found love, though, and I believe he just recently got married not too long ago to a new girl.
Last weekend.
Yeah, so very recent.
After a month. They've only been engaged a month. Now, they've been dating, I think, the last year, but they were engaged 1 month and then got married.
Yeah, I don't think the engagement
period
matters. And people are
being very critical and awful, under comments on the Indy Star and, on Fox 59 and stuff, telling, how could he move on and all this, which I thought was really shocking.
What is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to be alone forever? He didn't cheat on his wife. She passed away.
Right.
She was killed. How can you fault somebody for finding love? Now, I can see you being pissed they cheated on their wife and left. But no, or they cheated on their husband and left.
Yeah, for the record, just my two cents on that story. I totally think their story is legit. I don't know why some people want to think he's a bad guy or something.
People
the comments are insane.
About everything.
I could not believe the stuff I was reading about that poor guy. But I totally believe that God played an intricate part in bringing him and his new wife together. And his blog, I read the blog and I was just weeping reading it. It was incredible. It was like Nicholas Sparks. I mean, how they got together. And I was reading it, and as much as I loved their story, and I was like, man, that is so romantic, and I totally think they need to be together, and I'm so glad that he found love again. At the same time, I'm thinking, okay, if I die and I'm married and my husband then is left, as a widower.
Yeah.
That's the name, right? A guy is a widower,
a
woman is a widow.
Widower, yeah.
If my husband becomes a widower and I die, my ghost ass is gonna be so pissed if he immediately remarries somebody.
Why? Why are you gonna be so pissed he's gonna be happy?
Look, I'm just gonna I would eventually, I think, want my husband to be happy without me remarrying, especially if we had kids together. I want them to have a mother and all that stuff. But for a little bit, I think ghost wife Alex would really want to see him be a little bit sad, man, how could I ever find anyone as amazing
Alex
and beautiful and perfect as my wife Alexandra.
Alex will be creeping boo, who this bitch?
So, I mean, I'm half joking, but seriously though, I think I would want to see them. Now he's been a single for 2 years. Is that long enough? I think I would want them to be single for 5 to 10 years. Now,
5 to 10 years.
Here's the thing:
you want them to be alone, raising kids, miserable as hell for as long as
possible.
So there's
different factors that make this different. One, how old you are when you die. If I'm 40 when I die and my husband is left alone, I think that's different than if I'm 24 right now and I die and I'm married. Do you know what I'm saying? So if the younger you are,
I think
it's okay to move on a little bit faster because you have a whole life. You want to have more kids possibly, that kind of stuff. But if you're older, so if you're 50 and you keel over, you want Lindsay to immediately get married?
Yeah, well, I don't want her just to, if she finds somebody, whether she finds the guy in 6 months or 6 years, as soon as possible, I don't want her to meet a guy Joe did say, please wait 5 years until you find happiness again. I want you to be miserable a little bit for 4.5 years.
I want somebody to be I can't live without her. She's so amazing. I want that.
That's not healthy. Do you realize that? 317-239-1009. Allison on the Joe and Alex Show. You got a story about your dad? Did something happen?
Yeah, my mom passed away in May unexpectedly.
Sorry to hear
that. It's okay. My dad just started dating someone recently.
Wow.
I think they said 2 months ago.
And how old was your mom and how old is your dad?
My dad is 50 and my mom was 48.
So do you feel like your dad moved on a little fast? Do you wish he would have waited? Because that is a few months after your mom passed.
Oh, I would much rather my dad have waited.
Yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying.
But let me ask you this, though. That's kind of selfish. Don't you think you're being selfish, Allison?
Well, I wish he would have waited, but as long as he's happy, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the way I see it.
No, I mean, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I went through the same thing 10 years ago when my dad died. My parents were together, but they were together. I'm kind of a bastard, so there's always that. But, I don't know. I feel like that's more emotional feeling. Nothing wrong because you miss your mom and your dad. But 317-239-1009. Let's get to some more calls. Also, tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? If somebody dies, your significant other, are you going to be alone forever or do you have to wait a little bit of time? Alex, when she dies, that person's never going to be allowed to
get remarried. I want a shrine dedicated to me in the closet. That's what I want.
All right. God forbid your significant other that you're married to kicks the bucket. They're dead. Are you going to wait forever and never get remarried? Or, if that right person comes along, are you going to be like, you know what? they would want me to be happy. I'm going to move on and marry somebody. Alex says, well, Vada, you better wait 10 years.
I want a shrine. I want a memorial. I want a billboard in my name. I want a street named after me. I want a mall named after me. And I want a whole Sephora section dedicated to my favorite products.
That you're single. I don't understand how you're still single. It's amazing. Live the web, girl. What are we getting?
Sam said, I would want to see them find happiness again and not be lonely. Lonely, just maybe not propose to her sooner than he proposed to me. And then Ash said, my mother committed suicide 4 months ago, and my dad got with a new woman not even 2 weeks after she died. Whoa. And she's moving into the house in 1 week from now. Now that's fast. Blows my mind.
Dude, Ash, I would be furious. Like, why? If my mom died, why? And my dad moved on, no way. That
why?
Is, I would be literally on non-speaking
you
terms.
You guys are so selfish, it blows my mind. Angel, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
So, in 2011, I lost my fiance, and so it was pretty rough, and it took me a good long while to get over. I mean, I casually dated, mm-hmm. but
how long did you wait till you went on the first date after he passed away?
It was a good at least 4 to 6 months. Before I had, like, at least a good date.
Yeah, and how long were you guys together? How long were you, like, dating and then engaged for?
We were engaged very long. It was, like, maybe a month or two. It was pretty fresh, and then we were together for over a year before that.
I think that's honestly kind of a fair amount of time to start getting back out there, because it wasn't like you were together for 10 years before getting engaged. I mean, you not saying that your love is not as good, but
the longer you're with somebody, Alex,
I think you wait a little
longer to find somebody else.
Yes, I do.
I mean, well, I get that, but, like, I don't know, like, God, like, I think whatever feels right, whether that's 10 days or 10 months or 10 years. Hey, thank you for calling in. Thank you, Angel, for calling in.
Thank you.
You have a good one. Let's talk to Larry. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You say, date again.
Yep, date again. And my wife said, no, she will be lonely.
Aww.
And I say, that's selfish, man. Because basically everybody got needs, regardless, mentally, physically, and sexual needs. You know what I'm saying? And therefore, that if she die, I know for a fact I'm going to date again, regardless. You know what I mean? Because, hey, who wants to be 90 years old, 60, 80, single? Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I'll have enough energy to tug it when I'm 90. Now, let me ask you this, Larry. You want to make a pact or a partnership? God forbid something happens to your lady or my lady. You want to swap? Like, I'll take care of your girl, and you'll take care of my wife, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Larry, I appreciate that. I'm going to tell Lindsay about that, okay, so she knows. See, Larry's the man. He's going to take care of my wife's needs.
David says, my wife and I promised each other 5 years after the other dies before we can move on. I think that's fair.
Years?
I want to have a pact with whoever I marry. I want to have a pact.
You're signing a contract. This isn't a
20
job.
20 years, and after a biography, like a movie is made after me, that's when he can move on. After I get my Lifetime movie, he can move on. The greatest radio co-host of all time, Alexandra Elizabeth Clark.
All right. I can't wait till the day you actually get married so we can put this all into practice right there. Definitely want to hear from you on this one if you're a parent with kids. 317-239-1009. Or anybody that might be in a position where you have to do what's going on here. A mom is saying that she does not want her husband. She actually refuses to let her husband bathe their young daughters because they, quote, have different body parts. The mom took to social media the other day and explained her bathroom ban, saying, I just don't feel comfortable for a man to do this. Her husband thinks, you know, that she thinks bad of him, but she's like, no, it's just, I don't think it's right. She said that she has no problem with her husband bathing their young son because, well, he's a boy. I just believe that girls should be getting washed by their moms and boys should be getting that from their father. She says, nowadays it's so prevalent where people are pulling the whole molestation card. I'm like, what?
But it's your own child.
It's your child. Don't get me wrong. People are messed up. People molest people. Parents molest their kids. Cousins. I mean, stuff happens. Sure it does. But you're not going to let your husband, the man that created half of that child, give them a bath?
This is just wild to me. I guess she expects never to have a night out then if one of her daughters needs a bath she's going to have to hire a nanny to go in there to bathe her child even if her husband is home.
So does that mean if you're a single parent, like if I'm a dad one day and it's just me and I have two daughters, like my wife's no longer around for whatever reason?
Yeah, it's very weird to me.
I can't do anything. Sorry, you stink. We're just going to put some Febreze on you.
This just blew my mind when I read this story. I mean, I remember being like 5 years old. I remember the conversation my mom had about inappropriate touching, and it was before bath time.
Yeah.
And she explained to me, like, no matter who it is, grandma, grandpa, anybody, not saying that they would ever do that, but I think it is important to strap your kids with the right knowledge.
Of course.
Because typically when that stuff happens, it is somebody you know. But I think, like, in a healthy situation, I mean, it shouldn't be a parent. I mean, I feel like that's going to create problems down the road, like a weird dynamic.
I would be pissed if I was this guy and my wife told me that. And same thing, if like she should be pissed if her husband's like, hey, I know sometimes women molest boys, so I don't want you to give our son a bath.
Yeah, it's very strange to me. If you have no prior issues with things like that, why would you even...
I feel insulted.
Yeah, why would you even like tell your husband he needed to like not bathe your daughter?
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Good morning. My name is Cliff. How are you guys?
Good, man. What do you think about this mom telling her husband, hey, don't bathe our daughters?
Man, I've got a 2-year-old daughter and I've got a 1-year-old son. Be quite honest, I bathe both of them sometimes at the same time because they like to play together. I don't know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, man, like, maybe she's got some issues from her past. Maybe she's got some dad problems. Sounds kind of sad, but that is kind of sad.
I mean, yeah.
I don't think anything's wrong with it.
It didn't say in the story right there, and thank you for the call, that she was molested, so I don't know her backstory, but she brought that up. But, man, if somebody brought that up to me, I'm like, what, you think I would do that to our children?
Right, and I think there's a lot of little subsets in this conversation of like things like bath time with parents and kids. First of all, like, so I took baths with my little brother. We're 3 years apart up until, I mean, I don't know.
15, 16?
No. I don't know how old, but I would say definitely by 6 or 7, we weren't bathing together anymore. Probably 7, maybe 8 at the oldest.
I think,
but
once you realize what's going on, like body part wise.
Yeah, I think it's okay to separate your kids. And there's there's a lot of people I know that bathe with their children or walk around naked, like dad walks around naked in front of the family and he's got like 10-year-old daughters and stuff, and they're just a naked family. Like, I've worked with people before that they're just like the naked family and they just, everybody's naked and it's normal and whatever.
Now I'm getting judgy. That seems a little weird to me.
See, like, so there's a lot of different conversations of like what's appropriate as far as nakedness goes with your children within your home.
317-239-1009, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. What do you think about this? Does this mom have a good point, or if you were the dad, would you feel kind of insulted? She's kind of insinuating that you might molest or touch the child inappropriately. A woman in Australia does not want her husband to bathe their daughters. Now, they have a son, totally cool, but she's just worried that it's inappropriate, that something might happen. He might touch the daughter. It's like, what did you go through where you think that your own husband cannot actually bathe your daughter? You have to make it like pervy like that. 317-239-1009. Your thoughts also on social media. Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl. What are people saying?
Casey says she's sexualizing her children that way. It's time people stop overthinking things like that. Don't make it awkward and it won't be awkward. And then Jared said, what a selfish mom. Bath time with your babies is some of the most memorable times with your children. They play a lot and laugh, and this father will miss out on that just because of her insecurity.
Let's go to line number 2, talk to Jasmine on the Joe and Alex Show. Jasmine, what do you think?
Okay, so one, I mean, my husband and I together, we have 5 kids, 3 girls, 2 boys. And since my daughter was a newborn, I mean, there would be times we would take a shower and it would be quicker just to, you know, hand the baby off, shower her while we're in the shower. I mean, it's easier that way.
Like the 3 of you in the shower together?
Well, no, like either my husband's in the shower or I'm in the shower. Like one of us would just hand the baby to each other, hurry up, wash her up. The other one would get the baby out.
Yeah, it's so, like a baby car wash.
Exactly. I mean, take turns. I mean, it's easier that way. And for one, I mean, everybody knows single parents are hard. So for this mom to feel like, oh, she's going to take on doing all this on her own, I mean, I love that my husband is more than willing to help out with anything. So for her to be selfish like that, like, I'm very open about my body. I walk around, like you said, the naked parents. I'm always naked. I mean,
wait,
that's
top
just me.
And bottom?
I mean, I'll have underwear on, like a, you know, t-shirt underwear on, or I'll walk around in my bra and panties, but I'm very open about my body. Everybody has the same body parts, and I don't want my kids to feel body shamed or uncomfortable or anything of the sort. Like,
how old are your kids?
My kids, my son is 7, my daughter 6. My other ones are 10 and 11.
Okay, but naked or bra and underwear? Because that is a big difference.
I mean, I walk around. I mean, my kids see me naked all the time. I mean, not my son. He's older, but the girls, they see me naked a lot.
Do you plan on in front of your son as he's in, even into his teens, like you'll still be okay within your own home walking around naked in front of him? Or do you think you'll like kind of be more careful about it?
I mean, I'm covered up as like he's getting older because he's starting to know more about things and, you know, And so as he gets older, I mean, I'm more covered up, but he'll still see me in my bra and panties and things of that sort. But I'm very comfortable with my kids. I want them to feel open and not feel like, you know, they've got to hide their body parts or anything of the sort.
Now,
like,
now we know why everybody wants to go over to Jasmine's house to
all your son's friends. Hey!
I mean, that's the thing. Everybody knows me and knows that I don't give a damn if, you know, I'm naked or anything of the sort. I'm very open about my body. I don't mind people seeing my body because I feel like everybody has the same part.
Jasmine, thank you for the call, and I'm inspired. I'm doing the show now with only my boxers on. I want to be free and relaxed. Jasmine inspired me. Let's go to line number one and talk to Emma. Emma, what did you want to say?
Yeah, my husband, he and I have been together for 5 years, and he has a six-year-old daughter, and he has asked me since the very beginning of our relationship if I would be the one to bathe his daughter. You know, he has to consider all things happening. He has from the mother of his child. You know, he doesn't want to give her any possible ammunition. So he says, you know, I would prefer if you could just give her a bath. That way it doesn't ever come back on me for any reason because I'm not the one that does that.
Wow.
That's interesting because I feel like that she was an angry woman could flip it like, oh, what is this woman doing to our daughter? How could you let her do it? You know what I mean? Like almost flip it on you, too, if she's crazy enough.
Yeah. Luckily, that situation has never happened. But, you know, he says that, you know, once we have our own children, and if it was a girl, you know, he wouldn't mind. It wouldn't be the same sort of scenario because I would be there every day type of thing. But since, you know, she's not there to kind of oversee how things go, you know, he's like, better safe than sorry.
Definitely. Emma, thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Paul on the Joe and Alex Show. Paul, what do you think about this bathing situation? The woman does not want her own husband. Keep in mind, they can see the child together. It's his child. But she doesn't feel comfortable with him bathing the kids, the girls.
Hello. Hello?
Yeah, what's up? What do you want to say?
This is Carl. Yeah, I think as a man at a certain age, I have an 8-year-old daughter that's about to be 9.
Yeah.
And as a man, I don't want to do that. And me and my wife, it's okay if I need to, but I tell my wife all the time, now, as a girl, you need to teach the girls, and I teach the boys.
Well, and I think at 8 or 9, your child should be able to bathe or shower themselves, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. But just going in the bathroom while my daughter's in there bathing.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely
like,
weird.
It's kind of like your mother. You don't want to go in there when your mother's in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I mean, there are a lot of girls that are starting their periods as young as 10 years old and stuff like that.
Do we have to drop the P-bomb?
What? I'm just saying.
I like to be naive.
I'm just saying that, like, you know, some girls start puberty younger. And so, yeah, I would agree. I think there is an age where, like, the dad shouldn't even be going into the bathroom with her.
TJ let us know. He said, just hearing that makes me feel sick. She trusts a man enough to reproduce with him, but she's so uncertain about his sexual intentions that she won't let him bathe their daughter. I feel like this lady possibly has issues from her younger years.
Which interesting.
Some other people have said, hey, if you couldn't get through, we definitely want to hear your thoughts. Joe and Alex Show, go there, Twitter and Instagram. Follow us and leave a comment. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. I don't think it's our fault if we have 1-star reviews.
Well, other people seem to think it is our fault.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not going to get in trouble for it. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and if you want to...
If you want to show us some love, do a nice deed. It is the holidays, after all. Give us a Christmas present.
Yeah, go give us a review on our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook. Be honest. I mean, if you think we're a 1 or 2-star, I guess go ahead and give us one.
No, why are you giving that option? 5 stars all the way. You love Alex especially.
Wait, no, stop that. Don't make it all about you. It's a show. There's a bunch of people that put this thing together. That was just selfish. Now I'm hurt. Oh, but if you do, though, say something nice about Joe. You can do that, too. Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Dun, 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 dun. Joe's need to know news with sports. The Pacers are home tonight, taking on the Atlanta Hawks at 7:30. College basketball, Butler beat Moorhead State last night, 85-69. And the Indy Fuel are home tonight, taking on the Kalamazoo Wings, the K-Zoo Wings. An Amtrak train was traveling 50 miles over the speed limit in Washington State when it went off the overpass. We got the information now, and that killed at least 3 people. The National Transportation Safety Board says the data recorder in the rear locomotive showed the train was traveling at 80 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone.
Not good.
How is that even possible? Somebody's in trouble when they get information on this one, what happened. A customer at a hotel in Indiana says she was charged $350 and threatened with legal action action after leaving a negative review about her experience. Let's do this. If you leave a negative review on our Facebook page, we'll sue you.
No, we won't.
Okay, no, but here's what happened. The woman and her husband stayed at the hotel, and the problem started immediately with the room being dirty and smelling like sewage. Oh, gross.
Yuck.
She said she called the front desk, and nobody came to clean the room. She had to clean it herself. She later got an email from the hotel asking her for an online review. I love those. Like, hey, how was your stay?
Ooh.
Well, guess what she did?
What?
She filled it out and she slammed the hotel.
I would have too.
After posting the review, the hotel charged her $350 and she received a letter from the hotel's attorney threatening legal action.
Well, what?
The state attorney general office is now suing the hotel.
Interesting. Yeah.
Gosh, watch out for that one. And I don't know about birds, but I know like when we have an animal, our dogs, Benny and Patty, when we leave, sometimes they whimper and they whine because they miss us or they know if we're going to be going. They have certain things like, no, don't leave. They can just tell.
Will you put the TV on, please?
Please, Animal Planet. There we go. Hey, it's Caesar Milan. We love him. A pet cockatoo expressed its sadness when its owner leaves by singing a iPhone ringtone. The owner's friend took a video of the bird, which is pretty impressive, singing the classic iPhone default ringtone. The man said his bird always gets sad when he sees him start tying his shoes. So the first part of this audio is the bird making the sound. Then you'll hear the actual ringtone for comparison.
Okay. That's a bird?
Yes.
Holy crap, that's the coolest thing. I love it! Do it again. I want to do the bird again.
All right, here's the bird first.
That's incredible.
The new Apple Eye bird.
Get the pet that everybody wants this holiday season.
I love that. That's like the coolest story I've heard in a while.
And I showed this to Alex yesterday. I don't know if I'm getting fished, if I'm getting hacked, if it actually happened. I don't see anything in my bank accounts yet. But I got an email yesterday, and it was from my Apple, like iTunes or Apple ID, saying, "Hey, Apple customer." It didn't say my name, you know, Joe Pesh, whatever. It said, "Hey, we have a suspicious purchase thing on here," and it ended up saying that I purchased AirPods, like the wireless headphones from Apple.
Yeah.
And it said that I paid $150 or something for them, and the thing happened in Russia. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh.
I live in America, in Indiana. What the hell is that? Now, I checked my banking account. I checked my personal, my savings, and our joint.
Were you missing like 180 bucks or whatever it was?
No money was missing. And the thing I noticed, I freaked out. And it's like, it looked like it was a fake email. It wanted me to click here to do something. And it looked like a legit like Apple like iPage to go to. Yikes. Or whatever the thing was. But I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't this how they do it? Like they put my information in there.
How they get you.
And they do it. Then I make fun of those stupid people that do that. So, I don't know. I wrote Apple support. Haven't heard anything back right there. But then I looked online, and apparently this is something that people do. It's called phishing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going on. So, maybe somebody in Russia is going to get some headphones for Christmas. Maybe not. But then I saw this other thing, too. It made me change all my passwords yesterday. Splash Data ran it's a company. They ran an analysis of 5 million leaked passwords from this past year to come up with its list of 100 most used and worst passwords of the year. The top five, like worst ones, same ones every year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Password 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. QWERTY, like right there on your keyboard. Most of them you just go in a row.
Interesting.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, they had other entries which I thought were kind of interesting, like Let Me In, LETMEIN.
That's funny.
That's their password right there. Obviously, it was big this year. Star Wars, somebody does that one. This is something Alex might do.
Yeah.
Trust no one, the number
I like
one.
That.
Trust
yes.
no one.
The government is watching.
Here's what's interesting, though. Buster. Buster was a password, B-U-S-T-R.
What?
Buster, right? I'm showing you right here. Number 8 on the list right there. Buster, they're saying just like, don't do that one.
You sure that's not just Buster's password he left there?
Did he leave it logged in like that? I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff, funny stuff. There's cheese. There's banana. There's Dallas. And then somebody did a password.
That's
just didn't put the D
in
it.
Interesting. Okay.
If you're not going to put the D in it, is it even worth it, you know?
Well, speaking of logging in, if you're logging in to leave us a nice 5-star review on our Facebook page right now, Ashley just did. She gave us 5 stars, but she wrote, "Truth be told, I only listen for producer MYK. Let's be real."
Yeah.
Let's delete
emoji
that
code.
One. Let's delete that one.